in the morning.
So 7:41 is where we're at this morning, and of course we move along now to our next feature. Now, if you recall, in the past, every month, South Africa's 10.9 million social grant recipients used to pick up their funds from a pay point administered by Cash Paymaster Services, known as CPS. Now, in recent times, you would understand that CPS is now history, and beneficiaries have to go and collect their money at the end of each month from the post office or banks, for instance, or a supermarkets or shops, right? The result of this shift, according to a study by BlackSash as well as the UWC, has found that, you know, it's had a devastating effect on the social grant recipients. They've had to face things like long queues, security issues, and increased travel costs as well. But this morning, joining us online, we do have from BlackSash Western Cape, the regional manager, Amanda Ismail. Good morning, Amanda, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Now, of course, in terms of the findings by SASSA, or rather by BlackSash as well as the UWC, tell us a bit more in terms of the in-depth study that was conducted.
In 2018, SASSA abandoned its tender process for a service provider to make cash point payments. SASSA then started to reduce the pay points from 10,000 to 1,780. And one of the reasons being that South Africa has a national payment system. But at no stage did SASSA outline the risk to beneficiaries. We must remember that the old pay points were within residential areas. Beneficiaries could access it at no cost, and they could walk there. And it was tailored to their needs. There was adequate chairs, a biometric system, there was shelter, security, toilets, and a SASSA help desk. Now, with the new payment system, grant beneficiaries have to travel further at their own cost. They now have to go to a post office, to a commercial ATM, and then to a retailer. And now they have to join existing long queues. There's no shelter, there's no toilets, there's no SASSA help desk, no security, which have a huge impact on their safety, their time, and their dignity. We found this especially the case in the rural areas, and hardest hit are the disabled beneficiaries, because for a person in a wheelchair to travel to the nearest post office, the person cannot go into a normal taxi. They have to hire a private vehicle, and this comes at a huge price, which the beneficiaries now have to cost themselves. And in some areas we found, especially in rural and peri-urban areas, sometimes there are no post office within the area, and then beneficiaries have to travel at a far distance and great cost. One of the examples here is an area called Grawater in the Western Cape, where there's no post office within the area. They then have to travel to Glen William, which is 33 kilometers further, at a cost of 300 rand for the trip. So in summary, the study has found that we are moving further and further away from grant beneficiaries receiving the full cash value of the grants in a dignified manner, as outlined by our constitution.
Now, of course, you've, you know, shared with us in terms of the outcomes of this particular study. What is the aim of the study? You know, what are you hoping to achieve with the study? Because I'm just having a look. Back in March 2019, earlier on this year, when SASSA had given Parliament their progress report on the new system, this was in March, SASSA's acting CEO, Abraham Mahlangu, basically said that he rated, you know, the progress of SASSA and the system as a 9 out of 10, with 10 being excellent. Is SASSA, you know, as well as the acting CEO, living in a bubble? Because every single day, almost every single day, we're faced with messages of grant recipients who have to face these challenges. Is SASSA aware of this?
SASSA is aware of this, and that is exactly why BlackSash is upscaling its advocacy actions to showcase really what is happening on the ground, what is the realities that beneficiaries have to endure every month. BlackSash has commissioned a national study. I'm just reporting on the Western Cape piece, but the study has been commissioned on a national level, and we're still busy with it. This study will be compiled in a report which will be shared with the CEO of SASSA, as well as the Minister of the Department of Social Development and other external stakeholders. What we are advocating for, we want SASSA to reconsider reopening pay points in rural and peri-urban areas. And this time we want a reputable service provider to make this cash payment. We're also advocating for the post office infrastructure to be improved. We want them to work on the system connectivity problems, because we found, and the study also found, that a number of times the beneficiaries has paid transport costs to go to the post office to get there, and to hear that the system is offline, they have to come back the next day, double cost that they have to endure. And then the third point that we are advocating for is for the transaction fees and the bank charges on the commercial bank accounts to be subsidized or eliminated. As we have to take into account that 60% of grant beneficiaries access their grant through ATMs. So we are really moving further away from grant beneficiaries accessing the full cash value of the grant.
All right. And in terms of, you know, the current pay points being your, okay, you've mentioned the banks, the supermarkets, the post offices as well. Surely they are aware that come the end of the month, when it is, you know, the day for SASSA payouts, that they need to be in tip-top conditions, so to speak, but we see a lot of negligence on their part as well. How is this handled?
You will be surprised to find that within our rural areas, beneficiaries actually, and these are elderly people, they actually go the night before to queue in front of an ATM or in front of a post office just because of the risk of the retailer might not have enough cash to pay the grants, or the post office will run out of cash to pay the grant and then close for the day, ask the beneficiaries to come back. One of our main findings was also the inadequate supply of cash to pay grants. So our beneficiaries now have, in the fear that they might not access the grant on the payment date, they go the night before and they go and stand in the queue just so that they can access the grant.
All right. Well, Amanda, thanks so much for joining us this morning and for sharing with us. Any final comment from yourself this morning?
Thank you for having us on radio this morning.
Thank you so much. And that was Amanda Ismail, Black Sash Western Cape Regional Manager, speaking to us.